Morning. This is Cyber Monday, and worryingly, 4 in 10 online shoppers do not know how to check if a website is secure. So you might be having a run at it, and you could indeed fall foul of the criminals who are out there. I want to speak to Alan Scott, who's the managing director, actually, of a group called F Secure. Alan, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Frank?
I'm very well. How worried should people be if they are going mad on the online shopping this year?
I suppose I use the word concerned. They should be concerned and they should be diligent. So just look at Northern Ireland. The survey that was carried out by TalkTalk, actually in Northern Ireland, there was an above average amount of people that didn't know how to check if a website is secure, 48% as opposed to 44%. And 62% of those didn't know how to spot a phishing email. And that's against 47% in the Britain as a whole. And 45% didn't have been scammed online, so or know someone who's been scammed online, as opposed to 30% as a British average.
Yeah, just on the phishing email, because there'll be people who won't even realise that it's spelt with a PH as opposed to an F. But how do you spot them?
It's interesting. I've actually had a couple myself, and one recently from NatWest, and it was asking. It actually said that I needed to contact customer care. Clicked on the link in the email, and it took me to a site that looked like the NatWest site, but I noticed straight away that it didn't have an S on the HTTP. So the first thing is look for that little S. That means it's secure. The second thing is make sure it's the email address that you've got it from. When I actually looked at the NatWest email address, it wasn't actually from NatWest. It just had NatWest in the email address, and they're the two most obvious things. And the second thing is, if it's asking for your personal details, most reputable companies do not do that via email.
And do people in general who are in these criminal gangs, do they up their game at this time of year when we are very busy online?
Yeah, I mean, you think about it, there's going to be over 649 million spent on one day online, and it's getting more every year. And where do criminals go? They go where the money is. You know, that's over £6,000 spent per second. So it means that the more active we are online, the more active the criminals are. So absolutely, this is the time to be more diligent. Also, we're more careless at Christmas. We tend to jump at the bargains. I think we buy things we don't really need, and that's where it gets risky. Really, that you know, do you really want those second pair of shoes from a site in Hong Kong that you've never bought from before?
It's a good question. I'd be reticent about buying from anyone that I'm not fully aware of. But even the reputable companies, you have to be, as you mentioned, one of the very well-known banks there, you have to look out for the mimickers.
Absolutely. And I think that's the thing that you've got to watch, is that, you know, just be aware. If you're going to go online, think of it like you're shopping normally. And if the store doesn't look like it's the normal store you go to, it probably isn't. They don't change their websites that often, and they're very secure sites. So I think it's just being that diligent, and don't try to multitask. You know, my view is that when you shop, just make sure that you're doing an environment where you are calm and you can actually look at what you're doing. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, it's an easy thing to happen. It happens to thousands of people. So we're all gullible. It can happen to any of us.
Yeah, actually, I was on last night. I was trying to buy something from B&Q, and they were telling me that they wouldn't deliver it to my home address, even though it said, you know, it wasn't available to click and collect, but it was home delivery only. And every time I ordered, they said, not available to your home address, not available to your home address. And then I put in a friend's home address with her permission, and again wasn't available to her home address. I'm just wondering, are they not selling that in Northern Ireland? Is that maybe part of the issue?
Are they not selling it in Northern Ireland? Well, that particular company, I don't know what they do in terms of their distribution, but I presume they would be. And I don't know that particular website. I haven't heard whether that is actually a phishing B&Q. You said B&Q.
Oh no, this was a totally legit B&Q website. Totally
well,
legit.
Then that's a completely separate issue completely. That's about their distribution. I don't know whether they distribute to Northern Ireland or not. That's not really anything to do with phishing.
I know. I just thought when you were an expert that maybe you could explain to me that B&Q don't provide these bargains in Northern Ireland.
I'll be surprised.
I'm half throwing it out there for anyone else who may have a similar problem. Getting back to the serious nuts and bolts of it, Alan, we are going to be shopping big time in the future, in the present and in the future, online, and we've got to be careful.
Yeah, and I think there are a number of tips that I always use. One is obviously the one I've used before, is just be careful. The second one is the thing that everyone should do, and that's make sure you're using something like Super Safe Boost from TalkTalk. Just protect your computer, because a lot of these phishing sites we capture with the software. The software will actually say this is not a valid site, you know, do not visit it. And that's one of the best ways, because it's very easy for us to click on those links. And, you know, I think the other thing that I always do is that, you know, be careful with your credit cards. Don't give out your PIN numbers. Don't give out your credit card to people at this period of time. You know, just be extra careful.
Okay, thanks for your time, Alan. Thank you. Timely warning on this Cyber Monday, just to be cautious. And if you do know the answer to my question, why is it that if you log on and there is an item there, it was actually an electric shower, and it says not available, click and collect, so you can't book it and go around to the Boucher Road and lift it, but home delivery only, and then you put in all your details. When you get to the very end, it says not available to your home address, and then you put in a friend's address, not available to your home address. So is it that they are not delivering in Northern Ireland? I don't know. Apparently there's a no 333 number that you can ring, which I tried, and you can sit on for about an hour trying to get an answer, and the item that I'm looking for isn't available in the store either, which is more frustrating. So you can you can let us know if you can give me a steer on that on this Cyber Monday. You know what the best of it is? The blooming shower is not even for me. Right? It's 12 minutes to 10.